Protests continue over the death of George Floyd. And to talk more now, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Greg Woods. Mr. Woods is a San Jose State University adjunct professor and law enforcement legal training expert, or trending expert, I should say, who has developed a first of its kind training model for law enforcement that includes a number of different factors. We welcome Mr. Woods this afternoon on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Can you tell us about some of the changes that are involved in your training model? Changes that in some cases may be long overdue.
Absolutely. Consistent with the model, what we want to do is help law enforcement officers to understand the big picture, that maybe there are diverse interpretations of their role and responsibility in the communities, that they are a part of the problem, not part of the solution, might be some of those interpretations. And we try to curtail that by helping law enforcement officers to better develop crisis intervention techniques, de-escalation techniques, and absolutely learning the names and histories of everybody in the neighborhood. So when these kinds of situations present themselves, as they do time and again, the community and those credible relationships that have been cultivated by community policing principles will be able to absorb these kinds of shocks and help us to move forward.
Professor Woods, can you give us any insight when it comes to what we've seen over the last couple of years when it comes to police interacting, particularly with minorities? How much of this has to do with old-style training that simply has not moved up into modern times, and how much of it is bad apples?
It has everything to do with training, and it has everything to do with the American experience, you know, the legacy in the United States experience, particularly when it comes to relationships between law enforcement and communities of color, is a legacy that is wide-ranged with oppression. We can go back to the slave patrols of the 19th century. The patrol function, actually, that every law enforcement officer is trained with, the backbone of police operations, is actually a vestige of this slave patrol era. And so if we think about the dissimilar interpretations of justice that people share, particularly if those people are segregated racially, then we look to the law and we look to those people who enforce the law as, well, being the face of the oppressor. And so if we think about this kind of oppression that we have inherited, we might be able to, well, rebut that presumption of oppressive behavior by what is recorded on a body camera. And so what we have seen, at least since the summer of 2014, following the death of Mike Brown in Ferguson and Eric Garner in Staten Island, I might add that Eric Garner's death was similar to the kind of death that we've experienced recently in Minneapolis with Mr. Floyd, that these kinds of images are captured on cell phone, captured on body camera, made viral, contributing to this narrative that there's a dissimilar interpretation of the role and responsibility of law enforcement officers.
Professor Woods, we thank you for your time this afternoon. Greg Woods, a San Jose State University adjunct professor and law enforcement legal trend expert who has developed a first-of-its-kind training model for law enforcement.